I'm going to preach tonight out of 1 John chapter number 5. I don't have a note. I don't even have an outline. I'll probably end up with an outline as the Holy Ghost helps me. But I want to preach from 1 John chapter number 5. And I want you to go with me if you would. I'm just going to start reading to verse number 1. And I'm going to read down to verse number 15. And I'll be focusing most of my time from verses 9 to 15. But to give you context, and I love to start preaching anywhere here, so y'all just help me. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. By the way, you got to believe in the deity of Christ and the virgin birth of Christ. Somebody help me preach. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. For this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now, there's some great stuff that's going to start coming out of here now. You know, a lot of times we are told in this modern Christianity that we've got to succumb to temptation and trouble and wilt under the pressure. But I want all y'all to know, and I don't even know if I'll get where I want to go, because I'm starting to focus in and starting to cut now. I want you to know something. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We do not have to live a Christian life of defeat if we have been born of God. You said, I don't know how to overcome all the adversity and all the trouble and all that's going on in my life. I want to tell you how. The just shall live by faith. I'm glad we're overcomers. We do not have to live in defeat. We do not have to live miserable. We don't have to feel like we're second class. I want to tell you what, we got a faith. When you place your faith in Christ, it ought to have done something in your life. It ought to have brought a change in your life. Somebody help me, please. I still believe the remedy for the needs of this world is the new birth. Good preaching, Reverend. Said, you ain't to no points yet. I don't care. I'm just going to interpret as I go. I'm liking this. And who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? I want you to know, the world don't like us. How many believe we're living in an anti-God world? An anti-Christ world. How many believe, as I believe, we're living in a belligerent society? We're living in a society that's trying to control everything about us. And here's what worries me sometimes. We're letting it. But you look at me tonight. You don't have to let this society control you. You don't have to let the world control you. You don't have to let circumstances control you, because your faith, your belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is enough to prepare you. I've got folks in my church under persecution, under attack. Many of us are under attack. Hey, we're living in an ungodly time, but I want you to know, we do not have to succumb to the attack. But there is a God that's greater and is able to help us. Good preacher, Reverend. Now let me go on. And I'll try to move to where I want to be here, Lord. How many's with me still yet? Say amen. This is he, Jesus, that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, Because the Spirit is truth. For they're free. Now, I want y'all to know something. I'm not going to get in a fuss about it. This verse is left out of a lot of Bibles. I want all y'all to know that before I get started. This verse is left out of a lot of Bibles. But I won't read it to you anyway. For they're three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Somebody help me, please. How many of y'all believe in the Trinity? How many of you believe in it but you can't understand it? Somebody help me preach. Thank God. And there's three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Now here's where I'm going. I'm preaching tonight on this subject. It's just getting there now. Saved, secure, and confident. Saved, secure, and confident. Amen. Or sustained. Let me show it to you. Number one, you said, how are you saved? Look at verse number 9, 10, and we'll go into that. The Bible said, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. You say, Preacher Smith, that sounds so simple. But I want every one of you to know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I want you to know there's only one bit way to be saved, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. Not, hey, not my works, not my goodness, not anything I do, not my church membership. The witness of Jesus Christ in my life the moment I got saved. How many of you remember a day when you fell into, you knew you was a sinner and knew you were lost and were convicted of your, by the Holy Ghost of your sin, and you received the witness of Christ in you. You received the person of Christ in you, and you know you're saved tonight. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Some old, I know the Calvinists say you're born to be saved, you're born to be lost. No, sir. You all had a choice. You had a choice. God brought you to a place of realizing you were a sinner and realizing you were lost and you needed to receive Christ. Somebody help me preach right there. Amen. But here's what I want to give you. This helps me. I want all y'all to know, not only am I saved, I'm secure. Now look at me. I don't know y'all's backgrounds. Look up here, man. I don't know all your backgrounds. I don't know if you've been taught what I'm going to get ready to teach. But I want you to know this is Bible. A salvation without security is no salvation at all. Somebody help me preach. Amen. Amen. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. Listen to this. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Listen. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now hold a minute. Is it possible for you and I to call God a liar? Now watch this. What is the record? What did I say? We're saved and we're what? Secure. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. I want you to know the moment you place faith in Christ, you were eternally secure, eternally saved. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. You were a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir of Christ. You were adopted into the family. You have family privileges tonight. Somebody help me pray. Woo! Now hold on, stay with me. Look at verse 10, or 12 and 13. Now I want all y'all to look at me. I'm going to ask you, how many of you know that you know that you know that you know that you know you're saved? Raise your hand. You know that you know that you know that you know. I'm really wanting to get down to verse 14 before I finish. Saved, secure, and then I'll talk about confidence or supplication. But look at verse 13. These things have I written on you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Have you done it? Did you? That ye may, what? Know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. How old were you when you got saved? Five. Do you know it? I mean, you were saved at five. That's a young age. And you know it? Woo! I know I'm saved. And I know for sure I wouldn't walk out this door if I was churching, depending on my church membership or my baptism or my good works. I'd go out here knowing for sure I'm saved by the grace of God. And you can know. Shame on churches that preach a doctrine that you can't know. And even the Calvinist, they believe you have to persevere. And the perseverance of the saints. I don't believe in the perseverance of the saints. I want to go on record. I don't believe that. I believe in the preservation of the saints. I believe we are kept by the power of God. I believe that the moment you got saved, you got the earnest of the expectation in your heart. You got the Holy Spirit who sealed you to the day of redemption. And you can't be lost. You can't go back into apostasy. You're on your way to heaven. I thank God for that. That does not give you a license to sin, but it does give you victory. Amen. Lastly, I called it confidence or supplication. Maybe I should have said saved, secure, and we have supplication. Let me give you another assurance. Any of y'all battle in your prayer life? Come on, one. I want to know if you're saved and secure, you got another promise. Look at verse 14 and verse number 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. Paul, listen. If we ask something. Is that what it said? If we ask anything, somebody help me preach. According to His will, He heareth us. Woo! And if we know that He heareth us, whatever we ask, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. When all you people came down there and prayed a little while ago, was it real to you? Was it real to you?
Sure.
I still believe prayer is a real thing.
Amen.
I believe prayer can turn things around. Somebody, I believe we can have confidence in prayer. Why? Because we're saved. Why? Because I'm secure. And why? Because I got confidence whatsoever I ask. If I ask it in the will of God, and you said, how can you ask it in the will of God? Yield to the Holy Spirit that knows the mind of God, and He makes intercession for you with groanings and moans which cannot be uttered. And that's not a tongue, and that's not charismatic. That's just the Holy Ghost working on your behalf, who knows the will of God and takes it to God. Somebody say amen. How many times? And by the way, go ahead and get ready for baptism. I'm going to preach to you already. I got some more preaching, don't I? How many times have we faltered in our prayer because we didn't yield to God and have the confidence that God is hearing us? Man, I tell you, I have prayed. I have a journal, and today I prayed for 55 people individually. It took most of my afternoon. I tell you what I've done today. I put my do not disturb sign out. That means don't bother the pastor. He's either studying or praying. And I did not call on them 55 people not believing God can't do something. Sure. You know why we don't have our prayers answered? Because we just frankly don't believe it'll happen.
That's right.
You know why we're not more confident in our prayers? Because we just don't believe it'll happen. But how many of you in this room at least could make a testimony tonight? There was a time when you were desperate with God and God intervened in your life and nobody could have done it for you. No, you couldn't have drummed it up, but God answered the prayer. Thank God for that confidence.
Yeah.
Woo! I know this is broken little fragments tonight. It's a little broken tonight. I don't have no big fancy outline, but I do know I'm saved. I do know I'm secure. And I am confident that He answers prayer. And that if I can just get hooked up with the Holy Ghost of God who prays for me and connects me to God, I believe I can have my prayers answered.
Amen. I believe.
Yes. Amen. Somebody, help me. Let me ask you tonight. Just want to ask you something. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever experienced it? You might be in this room tonight and feel depressed and alone. Can I tell you something? There's a God in heaven that will answer your prayer and can deliver you from your depression, your downness, your discouragement, and your distress, and give you victory. You can have confidence in it tonight because you're saved and because you're secure.
Amen.
Well, good preaching. How many of us live defeated lives? Because we live below our privileges. Come on now. Any of y'all ever live a defeated life? Because you're living below your privileges. Come on now. That'll sink in a moment. You're a child of God. You're an heir of God.
Right.
You're a joint heir with Jesus. You are somebody.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. I don't know when they're going to be ready. Y'all holler when you're ready. I'm still preaching. Will everybody do this? As I conclude, will everybody look at me. I want you to do something with me. I'm done. I want everybody in the church to participate. Will you read verse 14? And 15 with me. Will you do it? Let's do it together. How many's there? Say amen. Let's read it together. I want to encourage you tonight. And this is the confidence Let's say it together. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. How many is that real to anybody? You say, are you telling me when I got saved and I got secured, I then got access to God and I can call upon Him and I can come to the throne of grace and mercy in the time of need and He'll hear me and deliver me and give me victory and overshadow? Somebody help me preach. Yes, I'm saying that. You ready? Well, let me do one more thing. Right here with me. How many of you tonight really need something from God? And you really want God to answer on your behalf? Raise your hand. Come on. You need an intervention. God bless you. Stand with me. Now, if you want to come around this altar for it right now, just you raise your hand. You come on. We'll take a couple minutes. Come on around here. I want to pray for everybody who wants the prayer tonight. You got something on your heart, I want to pray for you. Just come around this altar. I want to pray for you. Everybody just come up here. I want your pastor wants to pray for you tonight. I just want to intercede for you. And I want you to know that God, and you don't have to come, but you come. I want to pray for you. Let's take a moment. We're not on no time schedule. God switched me all around tonight. There's a reason for it. Lord, you know that this altar's lined up a group of people. Every one of them's got a different desire. Every one of them's got a different need. Every one of them, Lord, needs that faith tonight. Believing faith. And Lord, help them to yield to your Holy Spirit, who will make intercession, who will help in the time of need. God, I want to pray for every church member here, every prayer request. But these on the altar right now, specifically, Lord, you give them victory. And Lord, somebody may be getting called to preach or called to a church. Lord, give them faith. Lord, you may have a purpose for somebody in this room right now that we don't know anything about. Lord, touch it tonight. Give us confidence in our prayer. We'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name.